from the North Shore Community School.
On the North Shore of Lake Superior.
This is the Phonology Report for the week of April 15th, 2023. Our names are
Dominic
and Lila, and we're your phonologists for this week.
On Monday, April 17th, Miss Irvin saw a chipmunk at Chickadee Landing. On Thursday, April 20th, the 2 inches of snow that fell overnight broke the record of Duluth's snowiest winter since records started being recorded in 1870. The total snowfall as of 6 a.m. on Thursday, April 20th, measured 137.1 inches, exceeding the previous record of 135.4 inches in 1995 through 1996. Duluth is still expecting another 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet on Friday, with the possibility of snow again on Sunday. On Friday, April 21st, the total was increased to 138.3 inches of snow for Duluth's snow records. These extreme weather events are a sure sign of climate change.
Last week's warm weather brought many migrating birds to the Northland, only to be hit with cold snow and nonstop windy weather. This has made it very hard for birds to find the seeds and worms that they needed to survive. Many bird feeders have been crowded with birds this week. Fox, field and song sparrows, woodcock, northern flickers, red wings and rusty blackbirds, dark-eyed juncos, bluebirds, tree swallows, common grackles, sapsuckers, evening grosbeaks, pine siskins, brown-headed cowbirds, northern harriers, and swans have all made their appearance to our area so far. Wow, even insect-eating warblers come.
At Lila's bird feeder, there have been many juncos and fox sparrows. Miss Irvin has noticed our school forest is loud with the sounds of birds. She has seen and heard robins, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, golden-crowned kinglets, and winter wrens. On Tuesday, April 18th, Teddy saw a purple finch at the bird feeder at Chickadee Landing. Miss Jackson's class heard a ruffed grouse drumming on Tuesday, April 18th, and Kale even saw it running through the trees. Only male ruffed grouse drum. They drum by beating their wings against the air to create a vacuum, and they do it every spring in the hopes of attracting females. Miss Jackson spotted yellow finches at her bird feeders on Tuesday, April 18th.
Since we were hit with back-to-back snowstorms with gale-force winds, this has been so hard on the birds who cannot find food and have to try to keep warm in the cold wind and sleet. They don't get to come inside a warm house like we do.
On Tuesday, April 18th, we had a great day for sap collecting. Many trees were dripping all afternoon and continued after school. The above 40-degree temperatures following a night that dips below freezing, combined with the bright sunshine, usually means the sap will be running.
April 22nd this year marks the 53rd anniversary of the first Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day! This concludes the Phonology Report. Have a great week and be observant.